Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on Vilayat News. I'm Abru Sabzwari, and now a look at the headlines for today. Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists hold 200 Kurdish civilians hostage as live shields in Syria. In Pakistan, the MWM Women Wing protests against the attack on the shrine of Sayyida Zainab. According to a UK report, the Taliban lures children into becoming suicide bombers. At least 100 people are wounded in the Bahraini crackdown. Police investigate threats against Mehfil-e-Shai Khorasan Mosque in Englewood, New Jersey. And a new Muslim search engine, halalgoogling.com. And now, the news in detail. According to the Russian Foreign Ministry, Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists have taken and continue to hold hostage about 200 Kurdish civilians, including women and children, using them as live shields in northeastern Syria. Civilians remain hostage after Syrian Kurds clashed with Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the northeastern Syrian towns of Tal Abyad and Ras Al Ain, along with the Syrian-Turkish border over the weekend.
6/3/2013, الناطق الرسمي باسم نواة شهداء اليرموك أبو كايد الفالح.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعلن قيادة نواة شهداء اليرموك بأنها تحتجز.
Syrian Kurd fighters captured a rebel leader identified as Abu Musab. In response, Al-Qaeda extremists abducted 500 civilians, including women and children. The statement by the Russian Foreign Ministry read that the terrorists started to kill innocent people by cutting off their heads. Kurds had to free Abu Musab in exchange for an agreement to release the hostages. Despite the Kurdish fighters agreed to release Abu Musab in exchange for the people, about 200 people are still in the hands of extremists. The commander, however, was freed as agreed upon. The Kurdish gunmen have been fighting to expel Al-Qaeda militants from the northeastern province of Hassake over the past week, with the battle significantly intensifying over the weekend. London-based RT contributor Afshin Ratansi says Western powers supporting organizations like Al-Qaeda-linked Jabhat al-Nusra are to be blamed for the situation in northern Syria. Ratansi stated that we have a situation where the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Britain are actively supporting Al-Qaeda-linked organizations that are ransacking and murdering women and children. Ratansi says the UN Security Council, UNSC, should look closely at the situation there. In Pakistan, multitudes of women staged a demonstration on Tuesday to protest against the terrorist attack on the holy shrine of Sayyida Zainab, salamullahi alayha, the granddaughter of the holy prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Damascus. Women as well as children gathered outside Karachi Press Club under the Majlis-e-Vahdat-e-Muslimin Women Wing Karachi chapter. Slogans were raised against the Takfiri terrorists who are massacring innocent Syrian Arab Muslims and who have desecrated the holy shrines. Speaking to the protesters, Allama Ijaz Behishti and Khanum Zahra Najafi of the MWM condemned the terrorist attack on the holy shrine. They welcome the condemnation from Sunni leaders and scholars of Pakistan and said that Sunni leaders' statements against the attack proved that all Sunni and Shia Muslims are united. Sunni Tehreek Chief Sarwat Ijaz Qadri has condemned the terrorist attack on the holy shrine of Sayyida Zainab and vowed that he would defend the shrine till the last drop of blood. He also added that Sunni Muslims are also followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and they will not tolerate Yazidi group's plots. Protests continue to take place in Pakistan condemning the attack nationwide. According to a report published in UK's leading Daily Mail, Taliban terrorists gather starving children as young as 8 years old in Afghanistan to plant deadly roadside bomb traps, use them in ambushes, and force them to partake as suicide bombers. The Channel 4 Dispatches program has said that despite the Taliban's claims that they have no children in their ranks, Taliban extremists have been actively recruiting orphaned and homeless young boys and training them to use guns, improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and suicide vests. In return, they ply the desperate youngsters. Afghan orphan Niaz was just 8 years old when he was promised a handful of coins by Taliban fighters to convert him to their cause. Niaz says he was eight when he was kidnapped by the Taliban after his parents were killed in a Taliban raid. According to the report, in the immediate aftermath of the raid, Niaz was kidnapped by Taliban leaders and taken to a nearby town and shown how to use guns and make IEDs. They bribed him with sweets, and he was initially delighted until he found out they were planning to bring him a suicide vest packed with bullets and grenades. Niaz said they made him try it on. The grenades went all around my body, he added, and then they offered me the coins. 50 Afghanis equal about $1, he said. There are 224 children in prisons in Helmand and Ghazni arrested by government forces for planning or carrying out attacks. Bahraini security forces' onslaughts have left at least 100 protesters injured in the last 3 days of demonstrations, according to a human rights group. Members of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, Yusuf Al-Muhaffa, they said on Saturday that the clampdown took place on several villages across the country, including Abu Saiba and Bilad al-Qadim. According to Muhaffa, they Saudi-backed Bahraini forces fired tear gas at demonstrators, raided dozens of homes, and made several arrests. The Tamarod movement in Bahrain, named after Egypt's Tamarod movement, has called for massive protests on August 14th. The secretary general of Bahrain's main opposition group, Al-Wifaq, Sheikh Ali Salman, is now calling on Bahrainis to defy the crackdown and continue holding peaceful protests. Al-Wifaq said in a statement that the people had the right to express their views freely and to organize protests and rallies. The Bahraini uprising began in mid-February 2011 as a domino effect of the Arab Spring, which took place in Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya. The Bahraini government has promptly launched a brutal crackdown on the peaceful protest and called in Saudi-led Arab forces from neighboring states. Dozens of people have been killed in the crackdown, and the security forces have arrested hundreds, including doctors and nurses. Bahrainis say they will continue holding demonstrations until their demand for the establishment of a democratically elected government is met. In New Jersey, United States, the Department of Homeland Security is investigating threats made against a New Jersey mosque. Inglewood police say a person inside the Mehfil-e-Shah Khorasan Mosque received several threatening phone calls over the weekend. Authorities will not go into detail about the nature of the threats, but they say they were likely made by the same person. Authorities are trying to determine if the person behind the threats is part of a terrorist organization. Inglewood Police Detective Tim Terrell said that at this point, they don't know if it was someone who was emotionally disturbed if they picked on a mosque at random by looking on the internet or the phone book. Shubby Hayther of Woodcliffe Lake attends services at the mosque and says it has been part of the community for 37 years without any problems. On Sunday, the Bergen County Police Bomb Squad did a sweep of the mosque but found nothing suspicious. Police and Homeland Security agents are pursuing several leads, which includes tracing phone numbers. Those who attend the mosque say they will not let the threats interfere with the observance of Ramadan. Pakistan IT experts have launched a new search engine that blocks forbidden content as per Islamic law to allow Muslims a safe surfing on the internet. A statement on their blog says the search engine called Halal Googling is an alternative for the existing search engines that don't satisfy the needs of the Muslims. Halal Googling is designed to respect the Muslim culture, the statement added. The blog noted that the Halal Googling website gives results from leading search engines such as Google and Bing. Seeking to satisfy the needs of the Muslim users, the search engine blocks web content deemed haram or forbidden in Islam by using its own custom filters. Dubbed the Haram Filtering System, it claims to block content based on general category filtering and forbidden sites on a blacklist. It also sifts through links and a list of haram keywords which cannot be used to search on the website. Searches for terms that are considered haram keywords yield no results other than a message reading no results found or you have searched haram forbidden content. Visitors can access Halal Googling by visiting halalgoogling.com. During this holy month of Ramadan, we request all of you to please remember the Muslim families and innocent children suffering all across the world in Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Turkey, Egypt, and wherever else the Muslim Ummah is facing turmoil. Please also remember to pray for and support the families of the Shuhada who are being brutally tortured and killed for being Shia. And that brings us to the end of our bulletin today. If you'd like to contribute your community's news, you can email us at news@vilayattv.org. You can also get the latest headlines and more by visiting our website, vilayattv.org, or subscribe to and follow us on our Facebook and YouTube pages, Vilayat TV USA. Many thanks for joining us. Till next time, I'm Abru Sabzwari. Fi amanillah.